Biz News Radio. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. It's Elliot Brown here in the Essex Business Radio studio, and I'm stood up again. This is the second time, and I'm really enjoying doing a podcast like this. It allows me to be a bit more animated and hopefully be a little bit more exciting for you guys that are watching and listening as well. Well, not that you can see, but that doesn't matter. But this is a C19 show, how we deal with it, which is me talking to absolutely everybody everywhere about how they are dealing with COVID-19, Corona, C19, however you want to class it, and how they are pivoting and how they are taking the best and the most from this situation to increase and improve what they may well be doing and give you some tips and advice along the way. And today I have been joined by Amy Bolin from Greer in South Carolina, USA. Hi, Amy. How are you?
Hi, Elliot. I'm so excited to be with you. It's just a great honor to have this opportunity. I think what you're doing with this pivoting is tremendous and will reach a lot of people. Excellent job.
Wow, thank you very much. What great kind words to start off with. I feel even more elated. Thank you. No, I appreciate you coming on and taking the time out to have a chat with us about how this has sort of affected you and what you guys are doing. Because not only you're a teacher at Greenville County Schools and you're in education, but you're also a keen podcaster as well, aren't you?
I do. I'm really respectful of what you're doing and your setup and how this new world of podcasting, while it's not necessarily new to those who've been in it, yeah, it's maybe a new medium for people who have been affected by COVID, because this is a wonderful opportunity to listen and to get more information in a manageable way.
Most definitely. Most definitely. I mean, I was just had the business bros on, Hernan Cias, and he was being talking about, I mean, he went straight into there about, you know, how he can help and ideas for people for podcasting. And I think it's great. And this is quite new to me as well. So, how long have you been podcasting? How long have you been doing yours?
Well, my co-host Holland Webb and I started about 2 years ago. We were in our second season. We took 3 months to start writing content and guests and investigating the ins and outs. But right now, we're in our second season and it's been lovely. We have an opportunity to talk to authors. We call them producers and consumers of words.
Okay.
The podcast is the afterword, a conversation about the future of words. We look at macro trends and how they intersect with anything literary. It's been a lot of fun.
Great stuff. Great stuff. Teaching. I mean, how's that affected you? I mean, obviously that's a big thing. I've actually got a couple of people I know. One guy in Albany, not far from New York, and also a friend of mine in the UK. Obviously, this has affected teaching in a big way. How's that affected your work life? What are you doing to still sort of have some sort of link with the students and things?
Yeah, absolutely. It has been interesting. I do have to say that had this pandemic occurred any other time in history, we probably would have lost a lot of ground with our students.
Yeah.
But most of our students are so savvy because they are digital.
Sure.
This is a generation that one of our guests talked about it. This is the docs generation. Every moment of their life has been documented.
Yeah.
They know how to access technology. So in many ways, we aren't having to lose ground with our students because they are savvy with technology.
Of course.
Now, the problem comes with motivation.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when we first had the stay-at-home order, many felt like, oh, this is a two-week vacation. Wait a minute. No, it's not a two-week vacation. We've got to, you know, keep that momentum. I think that's the tricky bit with doing virtual school and an online education. It's helping those students that need that extra support and motivation to engage with the technology.
Definitely.
Because as you and I are even looking here, you know, it's a two-dimensional screen. I it's not really that engaging unless you are doing something with it. And I think that's been the tricky bit with education. I am connecting with my students every single day. In some ways, I've given them a kind of a carrot to dangle. I'm like, look, this is your opportunity to have me one-on-one.
Yeah.
If you're having a problem in a subject, if you're having difficulty, then we meet on a Google Meet platform and really give them all the opportunities to excel in whatever subject matter they might be experiencing. So for some students, they have totally excelled. This is like, they don't need to be in the classroom. I think that's one of the switches we're seeing, the pivots.
I think this is where there's going to be a big switch for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we're learning that there are going to be a lot of students that can handle this virtual learning environment. Mm. And then there's going to be those students that need a one-on-one face-to-face with a teacher. I think one of the things I've experienced with my students, and I'm sure I'm not unique, I've heard about this from teachers all over the country, is that you do have barriers. You know, you've got students who don't have internet access. You have students who don't have stable home situations. And so that does make education very, very tricky.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that was one of the things that I remember bringing up, in a conversation where, you know, 2 or 3 weeks ago, that there's going to be a lot of people that it's almost an escape from their home life to go to school. And that's, I think, an unforeseen issue that we're going to have to deal with as a whole. The fallout from these situations, I think, is going to be a difficult thing. And I don't want to get too much onto the negative side of things, because we want to try and keep everybody's spirits up. But it is going to be a real issue. And I do think there's going to be a lot of people that, again, you're talking about motivation. There's going to be demotivation in some of those households. I mean, how do you deal with the motivational side of things from a remote perspective?
Sure. I think for me, what I try to do, again, is remind them, never give up.
Yeah.
Even if it's just one little bit at a time, you know, we eat the elephant all in one day. And for some students, it's interesting. I just had this conversation with a student last week. He was one of my, you know, 2 week of vacation kids.
Okay.
And I just reminded him, you know, you really don't need help with some of the things that you're doing. Just do a little bit every day. And I think that's with all human nature. When we feel that trauma of whatever the situation may be. And for a lot of our students, they are in trauma, and we've got to give them space and grace. One of the things we're talking about right now in our community as educators is giving grace before grades. So we're going to give you grace for participation, for doing something. Don't feel so overwhelmed. And if you're in a place of trauma, if you're in a place of need, then you need to have that opportunity to communicate. So one of the ways I try to motivate is being in communication with them every day.
Right.
I think the other thing is to remind them that for some, this is your opportunity to catch up.
Yeah.
For the 3 quarters prior to virtual school, you are behind. You can actually make up time right now.
Yeah.
Because you don't have all the outside things to take you away from getting caught up. So this is a motivator. It's like, oh, I can actually exceed. I can excel. I can move past this.
Yeah.
That's a positive.
Yeah. It's a very valid point. In fact, it's very similar in the adult world as well. What we're doing right now is having some time to catch up, reevaluate what we were doing, look at what we're doing, and as you said, pivot and change. Before we started recording, you came out with there's a few new phrases, new words coming into use. New world, as I said, the new normal. You've come up with the best one so far. Tell us a little bit about that one, because that's great.
Well, Elliot, you and I were talking about just some of the good things that we're seeing coming out of COVID.
Yeah, and there's lots. Let's face it, there's lots of good coming out of this.
Yeah, I mean, just the fact that you put out a little fishing line to podcasters, hey, does anybody want to talk about how COVID has affected them?
Yeah.
And you're flooded with responses.
Absolutely.
That's a gift.
Yeah.
And when we talk about thankfulness and gratitudes, I think that's something we need to focus on. So my coin term, my own coining, I don't know.
You are, yes, which is why we're going to do it on air, so everybody knows.
Okay, here we go. We're going to call these things coronatudes.
Coronatudes.
So it's the gratitude that comes through this corona pandemic. And I think we're seeing it all over, whether it's the good news from actors and business people, or just students who are putting rainbows in windows and, you know, chalk messages on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
You know, the coronatudes.
Yeah, I absolutely love that. So tell me a little bit about your podcast now. I mean, you told me a little bit before we started, and obviously I'm going to be checking out more episodes as we move forward. You've had some pretty interesting people coming on, haven't you?
We have.
With you and your co-host, who you've mentioned already, but mention them again as well, just to make sure.
Yeah, Holland Webb is a content writer. He's an entrepreneur.
Hi, Holland, by the way.
yeah. Shout out to Holland. Yeah, he just dropped his first book. It's called Adventures in Fatherhood, with Carlton Webb or Carlton Hughes and Holland Webb. And that was a lot of fun. And we just talked about that on our podcast. Is what are the narratives that the society tells about fathers?
Uh-huh.
And how does that impact our community and culture?
Yeah.
And that's a big issue right now. And one of my friends who's a licensed counselor, she was the co-host on the podcast because we were interviewing my co-host.
Of course. So, yeah, of course.
Yeah. So we had a guest co-host and her name is Judy Jankowski and it was a lot of fun. But we've been invited different people, a couple of people from the UK, James Carey and Louise Morse and Jennifer Butte and Dr. John Wyatt. But yeah, we've talked about everything from artificial intelligence to stories from the campaign trail. Why we need humor. Yeah. You know, that's why we had James Carey on, you know. Yeah. It's the power of humor to heal. And then we're going to be talking about some really tricky things about mental illness and suicide and why that's an important topic to think about. And we pair
very important right now, I think, to be honest. More important
absolutely
being covered. I have to be honest, you know, not hearing a lot about that right now.
Yeah, absolutely. It's we look at macro trends and how they intersect with something literary. So we want to find people who are producing words.
Yep.
Whether it's through your medium, like a podcast.
Yeah.
Whether it's a book, a movie, stand-up comedians. Whatever it may be, and how does that intersect with something that's a macro trend? And I think when it comes to education, and I'll kind of pull this back around, when we think about the pivot, what's happening with our students, and we think about the mental health of our students, we think about what needs to happen for our students. I do believe that we have a society that does care about the people around us, and we're seeing that all over the world, not in the United States and the UK. But the mental health of our global community is key. One of the things I've been hearing is this idea of global grief.
Right.
And how that's affecting us. So we do need to talk about ways we can best manage. And I think one of the things you're doing with reaching out to different people in society and saying, how is COVID affecting you?
Yeah.
How is this going to impact you? How are you going to pivot on this?
Yeah.
Because we know, follow in it, that's not going to help. But we do need to feel those feelings and address them. Yeah. And I really appreciate what you're doing.
Listen, I love the fact that you keep saying that, but I'm not doing anything. You're doing all the hard work. I'm just asking you questions. Well, we know, because on that note, I mean, what would you advise people? Because you're doing podcasts as well, and what you're doing is great work. What is it that you would advise people right now? And obviously you've given motivation to your students. That's a massive, massive help in what's going on right now, because you know they are the next generation, they are our next entrepreneurs, they are the next world of workers, and everything is where they are right now and moving forward. What is your advice to other people out there to cope with things? How are you dealing with stuff and keeping yourself sort of going? You're doing a lot of things for other people. How are you doing it for yourself?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think the main thing for me is to remember that every day is a new day.
Yeah.
What happened yesterday? You know, in my community in the Southeast, we just got hit by tornadoes and storms.
Last night. You were saying it beforehand. So you've got viruses, tornadoes. I mean, what else can they throw at you?
Apocalyptic zombies. I don't know.
Well, you know, there was jokes that they could be next, but
there you go. But no, I think every day's a new day. I wake up, my family and I hunkered down in a safe room for a good bit of last night during the warnings.
Yeah.
Today the sun's out.
Yeah.
No, again, every day is a new day. We cannot focus on the negativity. If we do, we're going to sink.
Definitely.
And so for me, what I do is try to, one, for sure, keep a routine. Yeah. That has been so key. With my students, every day I put out a YouTube video.
Yep.
Every day. I have a YouTube channel. I did not have one prior to COVID.
Right. Okay. Interesting.
And so I put out, it's a 3-minute video of a educational challenge, whether it's, you know, guess my word, onomatopoeia, drawings,
okay,
come up with some sort of poem for the day. But I've got about, I don't know, I think 19 or 20 little short 3-minute videos on YouTube that they're accessible to anyone.
Right.
That helps me because I'm keeping my routine. I know, okay, every day you've got to make your YouTube video. Every day you need to check in with all your students. Every day is a new day. Yeah. And I think that's what keeps me grounded, that I'm not going down in that pit of negativity. Because I promise you, I am not a necessarily positive person. I would much rather go down that, you know, Eeyore, woe is me road.
Wow, that's a very honest delivery of that. I mean, that's so, and it's good that you do that, because there's a lot of people out there that will be trying to keep positive that aren't necessarily that maybe cup half full mentality, I suppose.
I'm not a cup half full. I definitely will see it empty first, and then I have to reframe it, right?
Yeah.
And there's your pivot. There's your pivot.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's a really interesting approach, because I think you're quite right. I know we all like to keep ourselves a positive head, and when we're delivering things to other people, and, you know, I'm sure to your students, you know, you deliver that as well, but it's a very honest way to do it. And I do think this world that we are in, the new world we are in, I think there's a lot more honesty coming through. I think people are starting to realize that actually this front you had up, the money that you showed you had, this facade that you put forward, it wasn't necessary. You know, none of that was necessary right now. Actually, the honesty and the integrity, I think, is way more important, because people will feel warm to you. We were talking about this before we started recording, weren't we? About putting yourself out there in the right way, so people knew who you were. So you don't need to sell to anybody. People know who you are, and they're going to get drawn towards you. And I think with something like you just said there, I'm drawn towards understanding, wanting to know more about you and what you do, because that's a really real honest way of looking at things, is that you don't always look at it in a positive way. The natural mind doesn't always do that. Not, we're all made up differently. And I think a lot of us do look at it negatively and then go, do you know what? However, I've got to turn that. I've got to pivot, as does seem to be the word that we're using every single day at the moment.
Yeah.
And I think that's a very, very interesting point. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, Elliot, I've got a good friend, and she always says, you know, Amy, feelings are not facts.
Yeah.
If I felt that way, I would probably think that. So we have to address the feelings first.
Yeah.
If we don't address the feelings first, we're never going to get to the facts.
Yeah, yeah.
Once I address the feeling, I'm like, okay, this is where I am. Let me reframe that. Let me pivot on that. Let me think through it. But I've got to address my feelings first. And I try to do that with my students.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask them, tell me something that happened today. And they may tell me a good thing or a bad thing.
Yeah.
But I want to hear their feelings first. Then we can move into whatever subject matter we need to deal with, or the fact that they haven't done any work for the last 2 weeks, or, you know, then I can work on that. But we have to address feelings first.
Definitely. Definitely. I could talk to you for ages on this. I think I find you very, very interesting, and I really appreciate your time. We're definitely going to be keeping in contact. I'm so pleased that what is going on now has brought me closer to you and has introduced us to one another, as with all of the people I've been doing this podcast with. I find everything so very, very interesting that everybody's going through, and their points of view and their ideas and what you've got there as advice for other people, whether it be education or for yourself. It's the same thing at the moment, really, isn't it, with other people? No, I really appreciate your time. Thank you. Thank you very much, Amy.
Elliot, thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure. And please take care of you and yourself and your family, and hope everything goes well for you over there in the UK.
And the same to you. Big love to you and your family, and keep well and safe. Where can everybody find you, Amy?
I'm on all the socials, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and you can find me, Amy Bolin, or you can look up The Afterword Podcast. Make sure you look up The Afterword Podcast. If you just go to The Afterword, I think it gets us to something in the UK.
Right.
So you have to put The Afterword Podcast on that part.
Okay. We'll make sure there's links around the post that we put out there anyway. You'll share this for us across your social media and everything as well, won't you?
You know it. Absolutely. I can't wait. My co-host Alan and I have already talked about it, and we'll link this to our website as well.
Brilliant stuff. Well, thank you very much for your time. I really, really appreciate it. Good luck with everything moving forward, and I'll definitely be chatting to you off air more anyway. So that was Amy Bolin there from Greer in South Carolina in the USA. Another great transatlantic podcast talking to everybody everywhere about C19 and how they're dealing with it. Thanks very much for joining me and Amy. And if you want to know more about Essex Business Radio, please go and check www.essexbusinessradio.com, and you'll find all the links there. There's a little bit of an information site. You'll find all the podcasts, new and old, and you can also download our free app where you can hear all the podcasts straight on your phone. Thanks very much, Amy.
Thank you so much, Elliot. It's been a pleasure.
No problem. Take care. And so I'm going to sign off for now. So it's ciao for now, Brown Cow.
Essex Business Radio with your host, Elliot Brown.